You know, we all face certain giants in life. Could, though, comfort be one of them? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Louis Giglio talks about the dangers of getting too comfortable when it comes to living out God's purpose for your life.
The way the giant of comfort comes down is A, to acknowledge it and to call it out by name. But secondly, it's to realign ourselves with the purpose of God. I think sometimes Jesus for believers becomes an idea. He's a way of salvation. He gives me help when I need it. He has good principles to guide my life. But we lose touch with him as a living being, and we lose that personal relationship with him that this whole thing is designed to be about. And I think it's just recalibrating and realigning ourselves again with Jesus.
When you really think about it, consider Jesus' life on earth.
This God-man left everything to leave heaven and enter into humanity. If you think about it, he came to planet Earth without even a shirt on his back. When he died for our freedom's sake, he didn't own a thing. He didn't have a penny to his name.
The closer we walk with Christ, the more dramatic the change in our lives.
If we come around him, we begin to catch and breathe the air that Jesus lives in, which is life is about eternity. Life is about something that you can't buy or protect. And the purpose and meaning of our lives isn't to insulate ourselves from hardship. It's actually to leverage everything in life to make the name of Jesus known. And I just think it's finding him again in our story and realigning ourselves with the true Jesus.
How can you make Jesus known to others this Christmas season? You might have to step out of your comfort zone. Perhaps you need some encouragement. Why don't you go to MakingYourLifeCount.com?